Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dirty Work Wednesday.
Hello. Hello.
Dirty Work Wednesday. Let's see Morning Zoo.
I have a little problem.
Must be out of your mind.
Call 473-104.5.
I almost didn't do it. I thought, is this in bad taste? But you know what? I went for it, and I am so glad I did.
What's the worst that could happen?
All right, Dirty Work Wednesday is on the air at 473-104.5. Hi, who's this?
Hey, this is Mike.
Hey, Mike, what can we do for you on this Dirty Work Wednesday?
So, basically, I'm caught up in the middle of some drama between my girlfriend and my sister, and I just kind of want to end it, basically.
Uh-oh. That does not sound like an argument that you want to be in the middle of. Okay, so what is your girlfriend's name?
Her name's Brianna.
Okay, and what is your sister's name?
Nicole.
Okay, Brianna and Nicole. All right, so explain the drama. What's going on?
Yeah, so basically, I've been with Brianna since the beginning of the summer. Everything's been going really good. And so, you know, I decided this past weekend just to kind of take her with me to my nephew's birthday party. But here's the thing that you got to understand about my family. Like, they're very in your face. If they don't like something about you, they'll definitely tell you, you know, straight to your face. They don't do the whole, like, let's just not mention it thing, you know?
Okay, so there are no secrets when it comes to your family.
No, absolutely not. Okay. So basically, so we show up to the party, and I notice when I get there that my sister gives my girlfriend this look. Almost like, what is she doing here kind of look. And I'm like, you know, don't worry about it. She's probably just in a mood or something. I tell this to Brianna. And later on, my sister says to me while we're eating, she's like, I need to talk to you alone, please.
Uh-oh. Cue the dramatic music.
Right? So she basically says to me, she's like, you know your little girlfriend's lying to you when she says she's on birth control, right? And she's been lying to you this whole time you've been with her. She told one of her friends, you don't let a man with a good job like that get away. You keep him any way you can. She's lying so you'll get her pregnant, basically.
Oh, wow. So your sister heard her say all of that?
No, she heard it from one of her friends. You know, it's like, it's gossip. So I'm just like, you know, I'm a grown man. I appreciate you looking out for me, but let me handle my love life. So she basically got all mad at me for blowing her off. So I got back to the party, and then later on, I'm playing football with my nephews and cousins and stuff, and I turn around, and my sister and my girlfriend are in the middle of a shouting match.
Oh, boy. Man. Okay. So at this point, it was like, it must have looked like Jerry Springer.
Exactly like Jerry Springer.
Yeah.
And so Nicole's like, if you want a man, try earning one instead of trapping him. And Brianna's like, is that how you got your husband who ended up leaving you?
This is like probably too much drama for a kid's birthday party.
Right? I mean, so I basically grab Brianna and we leave, and the whole time she's like, don't listen to anything your sister says. She's just jealous because her husband left her and we're still happy together, and it's obviously killing her and making her jealous.
So, okay, so she knows what your sister said to you?
She definitely knows, and my sister's texting me all the way home. She wants you to get her pregnant. Don't blame me when it happens.
When all of this came out, did you ask your girlfriend if she was on birth control?
I mean, I didn't really feel like I had to, you know? I mean, she kept telling me, like, that Nicole was lying and that she's been on birth control the whole time, so.
Did she tell you what kind? Because, I mean, like, if she's on the pill, you could easily be like, hey, you know, can I actually see them just to end all the craziness?
No, I think she said she got like an IUD or an IOD or...
It's an IUD. I mean, well, you can't really ask her to show you that because, you know, it's... Yeah, anyways, there's one other obvious solution, which is wear protection, you know? Just wear protection.
Yeah, I guess just kind of like neither of us really like using them.
Oh.
Well, do you like children? Because that's your alternative at this point. Okay, so I think what you're trying to get us to figure out at this point is what? That if your sister is lying, if your girlfriend is lying?
I mean, either one. I just want this to be over. I just hate being stuck in the middle of it.
Okay, why don't we try calling your girlfriend first, and then let's see what we can get out of her. Maybe we can get her to admit that she is or isn't on birth control when she doesn't think the question is about birth control, if that makes sense. So, for this to work, Mike,
I need you to think carefully. What we need is the first and last name of one of her good friends. It doesn't have to be like her best friend, just maybe a good friend. But we need the first and last name, okay?
All right.
Okay, so you do that. I'm going to put you on with Shag so we can get her phone number, get her friend's name, and all that. And then we'll call Brianna when we come back next.
Hello?
Good morning. Can I speak to Brianna, please?
This is Brianna.
Hey, Brianna. My name is Fred Rogers. I'm calling from the Summit Marketing Group. I actually got your number from Tiffany. She's actually helping us out with a special project right now, and she's actually making some really good money doing this. And I asked her if she had any friends that might be interested in doing the same thing. She gave us your phone number. So before you hang up, this isn't a sales call or anything like that. I'm not trying to get you to buy anything. I'm not trying to get you to sell anything. If you have a few minutes, I can explain what we're doing, basically. And if you're interested, it's a pretty quick, easy way for you to earn $5,000 in a week. Did you want to hear more about it?
Okay, so it's like not a scam where I have to recruit people and then they recruit people like LuLaRoe or something like that?
No, it's nothing like that. Basically, what it is, we represent a major company that is about to introduce a new diet supplement. It's basically a daily vitamin, and it has the side effect of burning fat faster than normal. So you get your daily vitamin, but you also lose weight at the same time. What we need is we need women between the ages of 20 to 35 to try it for a week and then tell us at the end of the week, did you lose any weight? That's it. And then for all of that, for 1 week, we pay you
$5,000. So I take them for just a week, and then I'm totally done with it?
Yes, and there are zero side effects. In fact, it's perfectly safe, but we need a certain number of women to try it so that we can accumulate data to support statements like 75 out of 100 women who use this reported weight loss, things like that. So do you think you'd be interested in having us send you some more info?
Yeah, totally. That's fine.
Okay, great. I do have to go over a few questions here before we can send you the info for you to look over. These are the qualifying things, but it's really easy. You are between the ages of 20 and 35, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And are you currently pregnant or?
No.
Okay. Are you currently taking any form of birth control?
No.
Okay. And that's no forms at all, right? Not just pills, but like IUD, nothing like that?
Nope, nothing.
Okay. So what that tells me then is that your boyfriend's sister wasn't lying, but you were.
Oh, snap! I'm sorry? What?
What he said was you were lying to your boyfriend, which apparently you have been.
Oh, okay. Well, I would think after hearing this, Mike, that your sister was right. I don't think Brianna knew in any way that you would be listening. And we clearly gave her two chances to say, yes, I'm on birth control. And she said no both times.
Yeah, I guess not.
Yeah.
So what do you think is going to happen with you guys? Are you going to break up with her over this lie?
I mean, to be honest, like, I just don't know. Like, I was so sure that she was going to be telling the truth. Like, never even consider what to do if she was lying.
Well, like Ashley said earlier, I mean, you have the option to just wear protection, even though you both hate it. I mean, you can tell her like it's her punishment or something.
I mean, I'm not the one who hates it. She's mostly the one who hates it.
Okay, well, there you go. Yeah. Until she gets real on the whole birth control thing, then you wear them and you tell her, hey, this is your punishment for lying to me.
Or, I mean, you could just dump her and end it now, since she did lie to you about one of the most important parts of being in a relationship. She basically tried to trap you in the first place.
Yeah, I know. I mean, yeah, that's an option, too. There's certainly going to be some trust issues in the future, for sure. But at least you know the truth now, Mike.
Yeah, thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.